Dr. Richard LaManna. My comment is, Alan, where was your outrage when Obama used executive fiat to pass DACA? He did not go through the proper channels of Congress, but alternatively, he illegally created his own immigration law. He ignored the Constitution. In contrast, Trump legally implemented the National Emergency Act, passed by Congress in 1976, which fulfills constitutional requirements and separation of powers. There was also the Military Construction Codification Act of 1982, which specifically allows the president to reallocate funds for military construction. He implemented these as Congress has failed to perform its duty to protect the border from mass illegal immigration. Again, there's nothing unconstitutional about his action, and it's not unprecedented. We've been in a battle for 15 years to secure the border.
My name is Stacy Ryan. I'm calling from Tivoli, New York. When discussing the inequities of the cash bail system with Governor Cuomo today and how it might be viewed politically, I was shocked to hear Dr. Shartok make a reference to Willie Horton. Willie Horton was a convicted felon serving a life sentence for murder and was the beneficiary of a Massachusetts weekend furlough program. This has absolutely nothing to do with the obvious inequities inherent in a cash bail system. Cash bail is granted to those who are deemed to be no risk to the community at large and is generally not available to those who have been accused of violent crimes. You do a serious disservice to the work of criminal justice reformers who rightfully seek to create a more equitable system for those lacking disposable income.
This is Paula Silby from Woodstock, New York. I'm calling because I think that Jesse King, who does the sports, among other things, has just a fabulous radio delivery. I don't care a bit about sports, but I noticed as soon as she started doing the sports that it was really a great radio voice. Thanks, Jesse.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Murray. I'm from East Scodak, New York. I just listened to Brian Griffin, and apparently Herb London is gone, but not forgotten. Brian Griffin is exclaiming all of the wonders of the free market system without ever mentioning any of the disadvantages, like the periodic recessions and, of course, the Great Depression of 1929. He sounds a little bit like Herbert Hoover would have in that year.